out of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, because the entrance of your word gives light, it gives understanding to the simple. And Father, in the name of Jesus, as we share your word, we ask for inspiration. We ask for illumination. Father, we ask that each one of us will hear what we need for this moment and for where we are going in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we worship you. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Oh, I didn't hear you. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Okay. We've been talking about Eden. Okay. We've been talking about Eden. And what I told you is that even though you got saved at Golgotha, for you to make the most of your journey from Golgotha, you need to go back to Eden. Okay. To now continue your journey. This is what I'm trying to say. For you to move ahead in life, you need to go back first. You need to go back to the beginning and understand God's original intention for man. Then you can come back into your present to make the most of life now. And I told you before now that God created us for creativity, connectivity, and control. This is very important. God created us for creativity, connectivity, and control. Now, let me say this to you. I've not said this to you before. Connectivity is the key that unlocks creativity and control. This is important. Connectivity is the key that unlocks creativity and control. If you don't understand what I'm talking about up till now, you have 2 weeks of catching up to do. Okay? Connectivity is the key that unlocks creativity and control. So I told you before now that the quality of your life is tied to the quality of your relationships. The quality of your life is tied to the quality of your relationships. Now, this is important. We took 5 days, okay, to delve deeper into network. And when I say network, somebody needs to get it. I didn't say networking. In the sense of, oh, connect with people. I want to know important people. I need to know important people. I see that all the time. People who think they can get further in life because of somebody they know. That's not the key. When we talk about connectivity, we are talking about contribution. Hallelujah. Let me move on this morning. Hallelujah. The quality of your life is tied to quality of your relationships. Now, I told you last week that your most important relationship is your relationship with God. So when I said connectivity is the key to creativity and control, you need to realize that the deepest connectivity, the most important connectivity you should work on is your connection with God. And I told you something last week, and it's very important. Two things I told you last week. I said God wants to be close to you. It's very important. God wants to be close to you. God wants to be close to you. Hallelujah. God wants to be close to you. Number two, God wants to teach you. God wants to teach you. Three powerful things I told you last week. God wants to be close to you. God wants to teach you. And then I told you that the right response to these two things is that you treasure the knowledge of God. Now that I know, look, God wants to be close. God wants to teach. Why will God want to teach me? Because there's something important he wants to say to me. But watch this. What God pours is determined by how empty, how ready. So you have to treasure the knowledge of God. The little you have, make the most of it so that you can qualify for more. Are you getting this? You've got to treasure the knowledge of God. We can't go back to them. We read 2 Peter 1:3. We read Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. But this morning, I want us to go further by reading Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 20 from the New Living Translation of the Bible. I know you use this portion of scripture to pray, but I need you to see what the Apostle Paul is saying right here. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to verse 20 says, "Ever since I heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly." Now, come and see correct prayer points. Not those other ones I talked about last week. Correct prayer points. He said, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight. Why? So that you might grow in your knowledge of God. Listen, you don't need the knowledge of things as much as you need the knowledge of God. Somebody needs to understand. The glory of man is creativity. In the beginning, God created something from nothing. Then he said, let us make man in our own image. The reason why you don't create things is because you lack the knowledge of God. The more of God you become, the more you will also be able to turn thoughts to things. That's creativity. And I'm going to show you that in the New Testament very soon. So I keep praying. I pray for you all the time. Paul the Apostle says there's nothing wrong in going to God's presence and praying the same prayer. So I pray it constantly. It's the same point I pray constantly. That it will fill you with spiritual wisdom and understanding so that you might grow in the knowledge of God. He said, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light. Listen, next time you are praying, these are the kind of things you should be praying. No, Father, Lord, my stubborn pursuers. Where did they get the stubborn nature from? Say, my stubborn pursuers. Amen. Some of these points are born out of ignorance. Everybody standing in the way of my blessing. Really? And then you will quote Daniel. How they withstood Gabriel for 21 days. And for some of you, that's why you are fasting and praying. Religious madness. So I'm fasting and praying so that all the forces holding my blessing, every stubborn demon sitting on my... Where is your blessing coming from? I lift my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The question is, where is God? In him we live, we move, and have our being. The God who is going to answer your prayer does not send angels anymore. That's the reason why the answer to your prayer cannot be withstood. The answer to your prayer cannot be deflected because he lives in you. Ah, Pastor, are you sure? You cannot even be born again if he was not in you in the first place. I'm not revolting. I'm not trying to rebel. But we've just got to know the truth and stop practicing religion. Have I said stop fasting? You need to know why you fast, that you may be sensitive to pick God's voice. Full stop. That you may discipline your flesh so that it will not rob you of your blessings. That's what Paul the Apostle said. He said, After I have preached to many others, that I may what? Not be cast away. So I beat my body, I put it under. Food has been found to be the fuel for every bodily appetite. That's why even if you have a bad habit, they say you fast for about 30 days and you can break any habit. That's what fasting is all about. It does not move God. It moves you. Amen. It moves you. So don't count the number of days you are fasting. Measure your sensitivity. Because some people think God should do it after 40 days. Say, Abba, 40, God, I fasted 40 days. Then some people say, I'm very desperate, God, I will do 100 days. Listen, if in those 100 days you are not sensitive to hearing God. I remember my pastor did a 40-day fast one time like that. Some old-timer Hill City members will remember. Because immediately after that fast, he came to preach our first anniversary. He was looking like a skeleton. He had lost weight. He had no form nor comeliness. He had grown in anointing. Strength. But one day we were talking one-on-one. You know what he told me? He said, Shebu, should I tell you the truth? I said, yes. And this is what a lot of people don't talk about. He said, in those 40 days, I heard nothing. Amen? He said, I heard nothing. He said, after the 40 days, I heard nothing. That is not proof that fasting does not work, but proof that you can't control God. You can't control your children. You think you can control God? Hello? I'm talking about your four-year-old does not listen to you. Sit down there. They understand what I'm talking about. I mean, what am I saying? You can't control you. So the objective of all of these spiritual exercises is that we may be what? That we may be spiritually sensitive. That we may hear God. Everything he does by his word. You would only experience exploits, do exploits to the degree to which you have understanding. Let me explain understanding to you. When you go to the garage, the service station, that pit, then they drive your car above the pit and they go down the stairs. And they look underneath your car to see stuff and fix stuff. And that is under. I need to be graphic for people to get it. Amen? That what seems to be on top of you right now, you need to get under it. You need to get to the root of this. You just don't pray away. Stubborn pursuers. And you want to pray away singleness. No, you don't. You get to the bottom of it. He wants you to understand. Inventors don't do abracadabra. They understand. Some people are looking for miracles that can't be explained. That's not God's pattern. If your experience cannot be explained, it cannot be reproduced. Hallelujah. I want you to apply. By the time we start applying it spiritually, you'd understand what I'm saying this morning. Okay. Let's read. Let's finish reading and move on this morning. Okay. It says, I pray also, we're in verse 19 now. I pray also that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor, at God's right hand, in the heavenly realms. So we've talked about three C's. Creativity, connectivity, and control. Now listen to this. And I told you that the most important relationship, your most important connection, is your connection with God. Now listen to this. The key to maximizing your connection with God is communion. That's the fourth C. The key to maximizing your connection with God is communion. This is important. That's why I brought my props, and you would understand in a moment. Communion, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, New Living Translation of the Bible. It says, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You say that at the end of every service? Okay, the first service we had after the lockdown, we finished the service, Mrs. Daniel forgot to share the grace. She did not know she was offending the elders. How can you round up a service without sharing the grace? And we have shared the grace so much, we have lost understanding. Look at it again. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Number one, our Lord Jesus Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit are the same person. Let's start from there. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, they are the same thing. Follow me. That the grace of God, or the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, is the grace of the Holy Spirit, is the grace of God the Father. That the grace of God is unmerited favor. Okay? Unmerited favor. God giving to me what I don't deserve. And the key manifestation of the grace of God in my life is the demonstration of the love of God. For this is the love, how God demonstrated his love for us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is the love of God. See, but all of the things that God packaged for us, I told you it's soteria, it's shalom, everything can only be accessed through fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Did you catch that? The key to accessing everything that belongs to you in God, it is through the communion of the Holy Spirit. Oh, it's the communion of the Holy Spirit, not the communion of, I told you they are the same person. Hallelujah. Come on, say they are the same person. Say God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are the same person. Listen, the key to the grace of God and the love of God, okay, you experience it through what? Fellowship with the Spirit. And fellowship with the Holy Spirit is not a spiritual activity that you do mindlessly. I'm going to show that to you in a moment. Communion connotes an intimate relationship with God. Communion or partnership, it's from the Greek word koinonia. It means to have social intercourse. It means to be a partner with somebody. It means to commune, to interface with somebody in an intimate way, in a very close way. Essentially, it means to do life together. So when I said God wants to be close to you, God wants to teach you, I'm not talking about God teaching you in a class. God wants to be a part of your everyday life. Now, the reason why some people are not enjoying this is because they've not made up their mind that they want to live for God. So you want to talk to God in the morning and then spend the rest of the day the way you like. No, God says, oh, you're going to the island. I want to go to. Amen. You want to go for lunch. I want to go to. Oh, you're going to school. I want to go to. You want to, you know, I want to go to. And I don't know about you. Have you noticed God likes holding conversation in strange places? I'm telling you the truth. Some of us, it's as you are, the revelation comes. So you mean God is here. Sometimes your spouse cannot stand it, but God is there. Amen. God is, he wants to be everywhere. Come on, I'm telling you. How many people heard God in a nightclub before? Oh, they're at home. You heard God in, I'm telling you the truth. When you thought you are doing the most of evil, the worst of evil, you will sense his presence. Listen, he didn't get involved in your life because you decided to clean up. He has always been your God. And he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You serve a God who wants to be an intimate part of your everyday life. That you are not experiencing him is because you are not paying attention to him. Listen, every relationship grows through communication. So when you hear people talk about, oh, God said this to me. Oh, God said, have you ever felt jealous before? So how come he's close to God? How come they are that close to God? More than I am close to God. And you say, God said to me, God said to me. I'm telling you, I used to envy people like that. And when they say God said to them, you will notice God truly said to them, because what they said will come to pass. And you're wondering, me, I don't know God. Listen, God knows everything about you if you would only pay him attention. Hallelujah. If you would only what? If you would only pay him attention. Listen, true communion requires consistent communication. There is a difference between we are related and we are connected. They are not the same thing. We may be related, but not connected. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Sometimes I see some posts online, and I say, oh, this person is supposed to be my cousin. This person is supposed to be my aunt. But we're not close, but we are related. You can trace it. It's the same thing. God created you, right? He's your God. That's, we are related. Are you getting this? If you and God are not on consistent talking terms, if you only go to God when you have a problem, amen, you would not experience, listen, most of the problems would have been avoided in the first place. And I'll show you that in scripture. If you and God were on talking terms, hallelujah. This is what I'm trying to say to you this morning. Two powerful things I want to share with you this morning. We must invest time into being alone with God. Now, this is the message. Okay? The feelings are over now. The excitement is over. This is the real work. We must invest time into being alone with God. Somebody says, Pastor, you don't understand. I'm very busy. You know the way it is now with the work they're doing on Third Mainland. I have to leave home by 3 and I get back by 2. Listen, there has never been any time that people have time. People make time for what they consider important. Are you listening to me? People make time for what they consider important. I'm sure you saw the clip. There was this clip on social media a couple of years ago about a lady who was going out of the house, and then she started locking a bedroom door. So the daughter asked her, Mommy, why are you locking the bedroom door? She said, you know, your auntie, I don't know. I don't want her to steal my things. Then the daughter looked at her and said, but you are leaving me with her. You value your trinkets more than my life. And for many of us, that's what we are telling God. But you need to understand, I have appointments. Who do you have appointments with? Humans. So you are telling God, people are more important than you. So you don't understand, I have to go to work. How much do you get paid at work? Let's assume you make 5 million per month. What you are telling God is 5 million is more important than you. Love is spelled time. So the first thing is to look at your schedule and make time for God. Guys, listen to me. It's amazing how you can't pray for 20 minutes, but to watch a full match, 2 hours, is a non-issue. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor for me, invest time alone with God. Are we getting this? So 5:30 a.m. and 8 p.m., 8:30 p.m. does not count. That one we do together does not count. Tell your neighbor again, invest time alone with God. Tell the person, God must catch you alone. Come on, say it again. God must catch you alone. Say it again. God must catch you alone. Let me give you the second one. To be with God is to be in His Word. To be with God is to be in His Word. So that time alone is primarily for you to what? To be in the Word of God. Listen, the Word of God is the raw material for everything God produces. So you have to invest time. See, you've got to be creative about it. You don't have to be boring. Just pick a translation of the Bible you love. Okay? And then sometimes even beyond reading the Bible, you can also read books that explain scripture. At other times, you can listen to teachings. At other times, you can watch video teachings. But by all means, invest time. The quality of time you invest is indicative of how important the thing is to you. I'm telling you. Some of us would watch 3 movies in a day. Average movie, 1 hour, 20 minutes. And you can boast of 1 hour every day with God. And you are wondering why you don't understand spiritual things. In fact, some people would even spend time shouting at God. And over 50% of the time, the prayer is born out of lack of understanding. But those prayers sound powerful. They sound spiritual. Father, do it. Do not put me to shame. Hello? Oh, you've not heard Pishak says that for every dream, there's a degree of shame. Amen. He says we should follow the example of what? Jesus, who what? For the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. You now go to God's presence. Say, Father, don't put me to shame. says has not only been given for us to live with him. He says, well, it has been given that we should do what? Suffer with him. And there are times when you will suffer persecution because of your faith in God, and you know nothing is wrong. I was supposed to go through this because I believe. And some of us are praying that God delivers us from what he delivered us into. Bible says persecution comes because of the word. The moment you say, I'm standing on scripture, expect a test, expect battle, we will now go back. Instead of fighting the battle, we go back and we are talking to God. Yet he told you to say to this mountain. Lack of understanding. Lack of anything standing in your way. Don't go to God about it. Speak to this mountain. Somebody is standing against you at work. Speak to this mountain. There are two ways to do that. When you are with God in God's presence, speak to this mountain. Then when you see this mountain, there's a way to speak to this mountain. Sometimes you don't have to shout at the mountain. Sometimes he says, speak to the rock. Don't strike the rock. So when I said speak to this mountain, you know, some people think when he says speak to this mountain, we're talking about fights. No, sometimes you just, okay, let me use another verse of scripture. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Sometimes you have asked and it looks like they are not giving you. It means that what you are dealing with is not an asking issue. You need to seek. You need to research. You need to go a little bit deeper. Much more than that, you need to make a demand. Sometimes it's just about knocking. You want a promotion. Stop talking to God alone about you being promoted. Speak to this mountain. Listen, your time in God's presence will be robust. This is what I tell people. Invest time in the word before you start talking to God. We're going to go deeper next month. We're teaching a series, okay, the prayer that works. Listen, if you spend 2 hours praying, perhaps spend the first 1 hour meditating on the word. So that when you approach him to pray, because God is not sentimental, he is a God of principles. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you will notice, God does not talk too much. So when you are in error, he waits till you come into the light. So Paul said, if I'm going to pray for you, I'm going to pray that you have spiritual understanding. You need spiritual understanding more than you need a breakthrough. The reason why many people need a breakthrough is because they lack spiritual understanding. As a matter of fact, some people's breakthrough is here. So if they hear with their eyes, if they see with their hearts, they will turn. Are you listening to me? They will, if they see with their eyes, if they hear with their eyes, they will turn. I will have no choice. I will have to respond when they turn. Did you catch that? I said, did you catch that? This is what the Holy Spirit said to me. It's a big idea. He said, the problem is not the problem. What is missing in most of our lives is peace and fulfillment. And they are both products of communion. That thing you call your problem. He said, that's not the problem. What is missing in most of our lives is peace and fulfillment. Listen, when I talk about fulfillment, let me tell you where fulfillment comes from. Anytime you do what you are supposed to do, you are rewarded with fulfillment. Fulfillment is not money. I'm telling you the truth. There are people that have loads of money, but they don't enjoy their sleep. There are people that don't have so much money, but they are so fulfilled. I'm telling you. See, sometimes just looking at the effect of your obedience. And you see, when you are contented, when you are fulfilled, it's not difficult to appease you. When you see people that are always angry and always fighting people, it's not your fault. Something is wrong with them. And what is wrong with them is that they are out of alliance with God. Do you understand what I'm saying? I told them on the 5 days teaching we did, people are important, only God is essential. You can do without anybody. So why would you not be at peace because of your relationship with anybody? Like one friend of mine used to say on campus, say, why should I be afraid of you, common mortal? How can you be upset because of a human being? Those of you won't be able to sleep. Say, somebody offended you. You are not at peace. And the reason why you are not at peace is because you are not in alliance with God. You lack fulfillment. The reason why people compare is because what you are building is not what God told you to build. If you build what God told you to build, it will not matter to you that somebody else building is bigger. Amen. I'm telling you. Some people have their professors, they are still not happy. And there are some people that are over the moon with their WASC. Somebody's wondering what's WASC. Amen. I'm telling you. Some people that you envy, all they have is BSc, pole science. Pole science is pole science. It can be political science or poultry science. But Paul says, I'm telling you the truth. And they are fulfilled. They are happy. I'm putting the secret in your hand right now. It is in the place of communion. Listen, when you do anything, you won't be fulfilled until God gives you a nod. Except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. So they lack fulfillment. And that's why people steal money. Have you noticed? It's because they're trying to fill something that can't be filled with a thing. So money is never enough for them. You know one thing I told my wife recently? I said, I found out that when I don't have money, I find a way to live without money. I'm telling you the truth. Yet when I have money, I live with money. I'm not sure you got that. That was the day I left the house, came to the office. It was when I got back home that I remembered that there was no money in my wallet. It didn't occur to me. Listen, another person did not even leave the house. Another person's day was messed up because he did not have money. If my car should have broken down that day, I didn't have money. Are you getting this? And some of the people you are envying, they don't have money. You just don't know. Because you are carried away by their countenance. Amen? And when you have communion with God, God will be the health of your countenance. You would always have a reason to smile. Listen, fulfillment can be as simple as, Shonke shared the testimony of how the Holy Spirit told him, buy food for the security men in your estate. And then he got to the office and the boss who was feeling sick and didn't come to work, came in the evening and said, God told me to come and give you 200,000. How did you feel that night? It's not about the money. It's about obedience. When you do what God told you to do, listen, before you see returns, that's just this joy you feel. If anybody offended you that day, you won't notice. The same way some of you forget to eat when you have money. Have you remembered? You know what I'm talking about. When you have money, you forget about it. But when you don't have money, when you wake up, what's the first thing? Give us this day our daily bread. That's why if you're the person that wakes up and the first thing that comes to your mind is food, you are broke. It's not poverty, it's poverty. The capital P, underlined. Poverty. Are we getting this? When obedience is the key to fulfillment, is the key to joy. You cannot be close to God and not be at peace. Are you getting this? The Bible says when a man's way pleases the Lord, it will make even his enemies to be at peace. So when people are always fighting you, it's not their problem. Check your communion. This is what I'm trying to say to everybody. Everybody should have this. It may not be this big. It may be smaller than this. It may not be color black, but you must have a place or places and time or times where you are alone with God in his word. That is the secret. Every other thing we do spiritually is building on this foundation. And for many people, this is the foundation that is missing. As a matter of fact, that's why you can be deceived. They say there are fake pastors everywhere. There are false prophets. Listen, the only reason why they are false prophets is because they are false Christians. It is the false Christians that created the industry for the false prophets. Hello? You should not do anything you are hearing for the first time. So God told me there are 100 people here that will give 1 million. That's not a problem. Did he tell you? You now go out, you drop your 1 million. 10 years later, nothing has happened. Victoria Nuni. That's free will donation. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you do it because you said, because the prophet said, is the prophet your God? In the New Testament, prophets are for confirmation. Say, God told me to. I'm telling you, somebody comes to me and says, Pastor, God said I should tell you that. It's okay. But I can pick my phone. You said that, but when you don't check with God and you are deceived, it is because you were not for real in the first place. See, sometimes you don't even have to check your Bible. When error is being taught, there will be a witness in your heart. Don't receive it, and you don't have to have been born again for years. It's fitted. It's follow come. The moment you are born again, it's fitted into you. You have a knowing nature. The Holy Spirit is your teacher. Anybody that teaches you, if he's not speaking by the Spirit, it will not land. Now say, he was a brother in church. He told me, so I decided to marry him. He was a prayer warrior. You were deceived. It's in the Bible. Gibeon, it's in the book of Joshua. How can you come in the New Testament and you are still living like the children of Israel? You check externals. You listen to what they say and you don't check with God. God that is so close to you, you don't need 21 days to confirm. Right there and then, there's a check. See, human beings have created vehicles that if anything goes wrong in your engine, check engine light comes on. Common mortals have created that. You need 5 days of fasting and prayer to hear from God. Something is wrong with you. It's because you lack communion. And communion is not shouting at God. Communion is silence, as be silent and to listen. He commissioned Joshua to lead a whole nation. He said, all you have to do is, this book of the law shall not meditate, I mean, shall not depart from your mouth. Therein shall you meditate day and night. John chapter 8 and verse 32. If you continue in my teaching, then you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you. Hallelujah. Are we getting this? The problem is not the problem. What we lack is the peace and fulfillment that comes from fellowship with God and following his instructions. When you copy people, you will get what they get, but you will not get their fulfillment. That's why you have what they have, but you are not as happy as they are, because it's not about what people get. See, the joy of life is in the process, not the destination. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you, it's not because you don't have a degree. It's not because you don't have a job. It's not because you don't have a child. Some people have all of those things and they are frustrated. Because you see, they just got them. They ignored process. Some people have money that they can't spend because of how they got it. Are you listening to me? Okay? I don't want to be too specific. There are certain things you will buy. Let me give you an example. If you buy some cars, certain types of cars, as a matter of fact, in the city of Lagos, if you buy any car that's perhaps over 9 million to 10 million, the moment you register it in your name, LIRS is coming after you. Because the moment you bought a car of 10 million, what do you do for a living? Have you been paying tax? It is in the process of checking what to do for a living. And then I say, this one is beyond yours. This is your candidate. So people who get their money wrongly cannot spend it openly. Not because it is wrong to have money, but now they got it, can't be explained. There are people with miracles like that. It can't be explained. If it can't be explained, it's not of God. You are like Aaron, say, where did the calf come from? Say, I collected their trinkets, I threw it into the fire, and the calf came out. Say, oh God, at your age, you are telling lies. Daddy, you are telling lies. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor for me, the problem is not the problem. I'm telling you. Listen, you don't need God to solve your problem for you to be happy and be fulfilled. If you commune with God, you would gain God's perspective. I need somebody to get this. You will gain God's perspective. He said to Adam and Eve, Adam, where are you? The Bible said, think about it. They were doing something inferior because they did something they were not supposed to do. He said, I heard your voice in the garden and I hid myself because I was naked. What did God say? Who told you? When did you start taking counsel? See, because if he had heard from God, he would have known that, listen, you were the one that did not know that you were naked. I knew that you were naked all the while. I created you naked. Adam told God, I was naked. Me. I crafted what you call nakedness. Who told you? But between Adam and Eve, watch this. They did not know that nakedness was a problem because they were in communion with God. And the Bible tells us how the glory of God. Listen to me. There are things you'll be going through and people will think you should be pulling out your hair. You should be throwing things and you're so calm and collected because you can't feel what you are going through because you are in communion with God. He will preserve you. Sometimes preserving you, God will preclude you from understanding the depth. Listen to me, some of us who are doing ministry, we did not know how dangerous our future was in terms of propensity for destruction. Some people will never take that kind of risk. And the reason why you lack fulfillment is that some risk you are supposed to take, but you won't step out of the boat. You keep playing. Somebody, as I'm talking to you right now, your salary used to be a blessing, now it's a trap. Because you lack fellowship to the point where, you will see possibly everybody will know you are foolish. They told me I was foolish. You can't say that now. But if we did not go through that season of foolishness, but we didn't feel foolish. Oh. It made sense. Faith made sense. Wake up, full graduates, okay? Barrister of the Supreme Court of Nigeria. Wake up in the morning, dress up and go to work, 20,000 naira per month. And they sent you to school. Does it make sense? No wonder my father was not always very. I didn't know. When I told him I was going to do full-time ministry, I said, where do you work? He said, I work at Global Harvest Church. You know, my wife did not tell my mother-in-law my salary. She told me, if I told her your salary, she would not allow us to marry. Amen.
The key is communion. 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 You have to start from somewhere. And there's something about God, regardless of your age. It's not the one they take you to a school. Say, how old is he? Oh, he's 7. Oh, let's put him in year 2. No. With God, they don't ask your age. Oh, you have come. Kindergarten. Wake up and pray. Before wake up, go to a cool hotel. Somebody's waiting for you there. It is wake up and pray. Wake up and read the Bible. Obey scripture. Be angry, but do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. If you don't obey those little ones, you want to hear, my son, arise and go down. Lie. He only confides in people who have become his servants before they can be prophets, not consumers. Are you listening to me? Would you want to promise God communion this morning? Wherever you are watching online, would you rise this evening? I mean, this morning.